And it's now time for a Wretched News break here on Wretched Radio. I'm Jimmy Hicks. Well, we start with Olympic news. The boxing ring is set to host a rather unconventional matchup this Thursday. A boxer from Algeria will face a boxer from Italy in the women's boxing event. Why is that controversial? Well, you know, I'm no boxing expert, but a man facing a woman in the Olympics, something tells me this should be raising a few more eyebrows than it is. The Algerian boxer, I cannot say his name, was previously disqualified from the Women's World Championship for failing the gender eligibility test. But who needs those pesky biological realities when you've got the Olympic spirit? Am I right? Yeah, speaking of spirits, hopping across the pond in Northern Ireland, praying in public has apparently become a rebellious act. Claire Brennan, a 52-year-old woman, was arrested outside of the Causeway Hospital for the egregious crime of reciting the Lord's Prayer. That's right, Ms. Brennan now faces potential fines and even imprisonment for up to 6 months. And going back to the Olympics, I skipped over this one, but then I decided, no, you should know this. A European sports commentator by the name of Bob Ballard found himself in hot water. His offense? Joking that women take a long time to get ready. He said, quote, well, the women are just finishing off. You know what women are like, hanging around doing their makeup and stuff. Yeah, well, apparently that harmless jest was deemed too spicy for Eurosport, who promptly removed Ballard from their Olympic broadcasting team. I guess maybe next time he probably should keep it to the safer topics like paint drying. And on a more serious note, Matthew Garrett, a former history professor at Bakersfield College in California, has reached a $2.4 million settlement with the school after being fired for criticizing its social justice initiatives. He will receive monthly payments over $9,000 for the next 20 years, plus a one-time payment of $154,000. Nah, good for him. That's a win. In legal news, three pro-life activists have been sentenced to 3 years probation, including 90 days of house arrest for peaceful protests at a Tennessee abortion facility. All three were convicted of violating the FACE Act, a law guaranteeing entry into abortion facilities. During their sentencing, the trio spoke of their Christian faith and their belief in the value of human life. In today's world, praying outside of abortion clinics, singing hymns, well, those are federal offenses. And lastly, in Maryland, a couple is suing the Children's National Hospital after reportedly losing custody of their autistic son when they refused to transition his gender. The couple claims the hospital engaged in a full-on campaign to transgender their child and even forced the boy to write letters rejecting his previous male identity. The family is suing for up to $100 million to cover damages and legal costs, as they should. And that's been today's Wretched News Break. More Wretched Radio is straight ahead. I'm Jimmy Hicks.